Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is July 12, 2023. Tonight, it's Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. This is one of our mellowest events, and it remains a favorite with members because we seem to get into really sweet, deep ecstatic spaces, as the name would imply. This is a good one to relax, mellow out, and just enjoy the sweet energy. So as always, here's how it's going to go. After this little explanation, I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa, call our beautiful divine allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we're going to set up a beautiful, safe, and sacred container. And then we're going to start the four-step full embodied awakening invocation cycle. We do it the deluxe way. And in that, we also spend some time merged with our higher self at its level before we invite it down into our human body. And then after we've done the four steps and we're all blissed out, we'll ask to just blend all together in a beautiful connection. We'll be blending at a higher level. And it's really sweet to just be part of that bliss puree. So that's what we're up to. It'll last about an hour. As always, my request is that you give us your undivided attention. Please do only this because you'll have a better experience and because the energy you hold affects everybody else, even if you're doing it from the recording, then it just benefits everyone if you're fully here. If you got to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to kind of ease you out of the field. They can do that without disrupting anything. And that's how it works. I want to thank everyone I see here in the live window right now. So big thank yous to Angela, Bree, Brian, Claire, Eric, Faye, James, Jeannie, Laura, Marilyn, Nikki, Patricia, Phyllis, Roberta, Stephanie, and Teresa. Roberta and Teresa look fairly new, so welcome especially to Roberta and Teresa if you're relatively recent to the membership. And all are welcome equally. All right, so I'm going to assume you're safe to close your eyes, so please do that. As always, we like to begin by just taking stock of where we're already at. So just hold a general awareness of how your physical body feels. And if you have any energetic awareness, the prana or chi, feel that too. So just note the baseline you're starting from, the physical feeling and the energetic feeling. So continue resting in that as I call the directions and call our allies to join us. If you feel energy moving, just feel it. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, please be passive. That has proved to work best for this process. Here we go. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Hinti Weeti. Doing pretty good already. All right. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher awareness. Higher self, please take over. Please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Baba Ji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh. No, not yet. Ganesh? Well, you can hang out, Ganesh, but in the meantime, we're going to call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We for real call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma, our benevolent ancestors, our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Oh, so nice. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Now, everyone be sure to be totally passive right now so the container can form beautifully around us. Do this, let it come. There we go, thank you. Okay, anyone who would like to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to call them now. Go right ahead, whether you're live or on the recording. Just a brief moment longer for additional allies. Thank you. So everyone now, once again, feel your body and your energy body. See if it doesn't feel different now. Just note any difference. Okay. So instead of jumping right to the embodied awakening invocation as we normally do on most calls, we're going to take our time this time. We're going to go through the full four-part embodied awakening invocation cycle. So we're going to begin with the invocation, maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. So we'll do all that together in a second. One last time, feel your current state of physical and energetic body. And as we do those invocations, say them out loud if you can, do them silently if you must. Please repeat after me starting now. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Of course, you're talking to your higher self here. Let the words go and become completely passive, please. Your invocation has delegated what you asked for to your higher self. It's more than happy to do it for you as long as you stay passive. I know we've got a couple of new or newish people on the call, on the live call anyway, probably more on the recording. So I'm going to break it down in detail. Here's what it's best not to do. As you receive these invocations, please do not use any effort or willpower. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't stop anything from happening. Don't on purpose visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Feel what's coming to you anyway. It's coming into your body. Kind of like you're a sponge and it is water soaking in. The more passive your ego stays, the better and quicker it works. If you're accustomed to doing techniques in a different way, do those techniques that way. Do these techniques as I'm describing. I promise the ways I'm describing will give you the best outcome based on what we do in Awakening Plus. As this energy soaks in, at some point you may become aware, oh, I got distracted. I'm no longer putting all of my attention on just feeling this energy. By the way, if you are unable to feel the subtle energy, that is fine. Instead, just feel your breath come and go on its own with no breath control of any kind. So if you become aware, oops, I'm no longer noticing the energy or the breath, then you just gently relax back into that awareness. Just putting your attention gently on feeling energy if you got it, or breath if you don't. And even if whatever distraction is there is still there in the background, that is fine. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Just be present with your reality as it is. Your attention on feeling energy or breath. Just let everything else be as it is. If you fight or resist stuff, it just gets stronger. And the final nuance is learning how little effort is needed even to feel what's happening. So I call this little practice the minimum effort game. So let's try it for a moment. At the moment, you're probably expending at least some effort to feel energy or breath. For a moment, I invite you to drop all that effort and go to zero. Simply exist. Whatever happens is fine. So again, you invoked maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. So now, still at zero, notice if you're able to feel energy or breath with no effort at all. See if that awareness is with you even when you're at zero. If so, zero is enough. Stay there. If you've lost all awareness of energy or breath, then start adding teeny tiny bits of effort back until you start noticing it. The idea is to put barely enough effort in to feel energy or breath. The less effort that gets you there, the better. Excessive effort blocks the incoming energy. So you want to use just enough, even if that amount is zero. So I experienced the average of what everyone is feeling on the live and recording calls, and I'm getting pretty buzzed. There's a lot of energy in the field, feeling really good. I think y'all are doing a great job here. Thanks as always to our core members who show up and really hold it down, not just for themselves, but for everybody else. Y'all are such an appreciated and essential part of Awakening Plus. And now we are ready to move to our second invocation. This is where we merge with our higher self at its divine level. So we're going to invoke exactly that. Once again, I invite you to repeat after me out loud if you can, or silently if you must. Please make me one with my higher self at its level. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, thank you. This or something better. Now, the way on this particular invocation, we have a different focus. We simply feel peacefulness. So just kind of notice anywhere in your energy field, is there any peacefulness there at all? Even a tiny bit? So whatever peacefulness you're already noticing, your job is simply to feel it completely. Give it your full and undivided attention. Just feel the peacefulness. That is all. This peacefulness is the energy of your higher self. Because you're paying attention to it, you tend to merge with it. The peaceful energy is also conscious. It knows you're paying attention. And it loves that. And its automatic response is to give you more peacefulness. All you're doing is feeling what's there. You're not trying to increase the peacefulness at all. However, the way this all works is when you pay attention to it, it amplifies. So you may notice, even though you're simply feeling what's there, the peacefulness is getting steadily stronger. And you're just doing the same thing, just feeling the peacefulness exactly as it is. And that's the ticket in. So just keep feeling that peacefulness. Give it your full attention the best you can. If you notice you got distracted, just gently return your attention once again to feeling the peacefulness, using the least effort needed to feel it. And that's the ticket. And once you're in there, you're just passive and patient. Some of us feels like are having some heavy stuff shaken out of the body because it's in the way of this process. So if you're noticing a little bit of healing going on, that's fine. Just let it do its thing. You're getting a little bonus healing to support the thing you actually asked for. All right, I'm really starting to feel union with my higher self at its level, which lets me know that a lot of you folks are already there. So the qualities of the higher self at its level, there's harmony, flow, ease, and grace. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And once you're there, it's effortless. You're just a being of energy, peaceful. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless, all that. Just relax into that. Whether you feel a little bit or a lot or profoundly, just hang out with it. Always using the least effort required to feel it, which might even be no effort at all. And we'll just hang out here for a little while. It feels really nice. Once again, I'm noticing there is some heavy energy drainage, especially out the hands. So it lets me know at least some people are still having a little bit of a healing process to allow them to merge more deeply with their higher self. If that's happening for you, just let it happen. Just consider it a bonus extra. Once that heavy energy clears, it'll make it even easier for you to connect with your higher self. So that was a nice shift right there. A lot of us just kind of went a layer deeper. The cool thing about going to a level repeatedly is no matter how many times you've been there, a deeper experience is always possible when you're ready. So even if you visited your higher self 1,000 times, 1,001st time, you might have a sudden breakthrough and feel it even more magnificently. What's the biggest room in the world? Room for improvement. Yeah, that's feeling really nice. Just relax into this. We're in no rush tonight. We can hang out here for a while. There is great and subtle benefit to just soaking in your higher self. By the way, your body position as we do this doesn't matter. You can be sitting up, laying down, reclining, whatever. As long as you're comfortable and alert, you're good. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit more orientation toward physical bodies. So it's time for the third invocation, where we call for embodied awakening. So now we've put our consciousness in the higher self, and we've hung out with it at its level for a bit. Now we invite the higher self to join us in our physical bodies. We'll just do the plain old shortcut. It works just fine. So take just one last moment and feel your up there merged with the higher self experience. Not with words, just with the pure experiencing of it on a feeling level. And now please repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And you might feel energy now coming into your physical body. Just feel it come in. Same idea as our first invocation, you know, totally passive, letting it come on its own. Returning attention to feeling energy moving if you get distracted. Using the least effort it takes to be aware of this, even if that's none. And if you can't feel energy, just feel the breath coming and going on its own instead, with absolutely no breath control. Yeah, that's feeling really nice. Y'all doing great. So I'm feeling a much more deep euphoria coming in, which is letting me know that y'all are doing a fantastic job. I'm feeling the overall effect of everyone on the live call and doing it on the recording anytime after the actual live event happened. Magically, we all can feel each other beyond time and space. Thanks to the Akashic Records. Well, my body's shaking up good, so there's a lot of heavy energy clearing in the field. Again, as the higher self comes in, it might need to clear a little space for itself. So if there's heavy energy blocking its entrance, it may do a little healing work to enable its deeper penetration into your physical body. If that's so, just let things clear on their own. Don't help, but just be witness to what's happening. Your higher self can awaken you and heal you vastly more effectively than your ego could ever do that for itself. So I'm all about delegating such things to the higher self and letting the ego just passively receive its blessings. We'll leave a little more time. I'm feeling a lot of energy draining out my hands. So there's quite a bit of spontaneous healing happening in the field as well, it feels like. So that blended group field is already spontaneously starting for some folks. So if you have some awareness of that, just accept that as part of your reality right now. We'll formally call for that in a bit. We'll have one more invocation to do before we formally request that. All right, that feels good. Just take a moment. See how you feel in your body. The criteria for whether you're in embodied awakening are the same ones we used a moment ago to see if we were fully blended with the higher self. So you might just check the following. Is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you can say yes, then you're in embodied awakening. If not, you're at least not quite there. But again, any movement in that direction is welcome. Even if you just get partway there, that's fabulous. I like to say that awakening is less like an on-off switch and more like a dimmer control. But that feels pretty solid. The field is really nice. Time to make a decision. So I'd like you to feel how you feel and remind you that in embodied awakening, you can do everything you're responsible for more responsibly and more joyfully. So with that knowledge, would you rather, moving forward in your daily life, have that daily life feel more like this, with high practical functionality? Or would you rather feel the way you were feeling before we started this process? I'll give you a moment to decide. Right. If you, like most people, said, you know, I like the way this feels. I'd like my new normal to be more like this. In that case, you'll want to do this last invocation. You don't have to, but you might like it. So repeat after me if you wish, the spirit that I am. Please make this embodied awakening my new normal. All the time, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Now we relax and we let the upgrades happen. I'm already feeling a lot of brain activity. Typically, this fourth invocation gets a lot of brain upgrades going, and other things might happen too. The allies are working with each of you uniquely and checking and say, what exactly does this one need? And that's what they give you. So everybody gets a customized process. And that works if you're on the recording too. When I call those allies on the recording, they come in real time, right now, for real with you. Wherever you are, whenever you are. So you get the same beautiful support from the divine allies, no matter when you do the recording. By the way, my frequent yawning is not because I'm tired. It's because yawning is one way to release a lot of energy. Yeah, I just felt a strong frequency shift. It's feeling really good. We'll sit with this for just a moment. Need to see if this is the culmination of that fourth invocation. I believe it is. Yeah, feel your body. Yeah, at least mine is feeling really different than the earlier stages, much more crystalline, much more luminous. It's really hard to put words on it. It's such a wonderful feeling, but beyond the mind. Okay. So now we're ready for the big blend. Again, this is happening at a level beyond ego. So as you ask to blend at this higher level, please know that no one's going to be reading your mind and getting any confidential information from you. The blending happens, frankly, at a place where we're all blended there anyway and always have been. What changes is your ego's conscious awareness of the level. So again, no privacy will be violated. It's all blended here anyway. It's just a matter of your ego becoming aware of what's been real there all the time. So if you'd like to do that, please repeat after me now, spirit that I am. Please blend me into our ecstatic group energy field. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Let all the words go, please, and just relax into passivity. Boy, the energy is moving so strong. It's quite vibrant. Vibrating intensely. There's that blend. So you'll definitely know if you're in the blended field. There'll be no question about it. If you're having to wonder if you're there, then your ego is not consciously aware of that level yet. It's okay. Stick with it. You'll get there eventually. But whatever you're feeling or not feeling now, just relax into complete passivity. The more passive you are, the deeper you'll go. Please don't hold a specific expectation of what the blending is like, even if you've done it before, because it may be different this time. Just relax and let the blending run itself. You're just feeling the energy awareness in or beyond your body. And if that's not available to you, just feel breath come and go. Let's just be passive and let this all run itself. Ooh, that's nice. Wow, that's so subtle and so sweet. Even if there's long silences, just stick with me. I am present energetically, even if I'm not talking. Wow, that is so blissful. Thank you all for co-creating this. Talking to the humans and the divine allies. We all make it happen together, whether we're live or on the recording. And the frequency is getting even higher vibration. Just relax into the shifting reality of the blended field. And if stuff is getting stirred up and shaken out, allow that as well. So nice. Yeah, it is really deep, really peaceful, really beautifully blended. Just relax into it and just hang out here for a little while. I'm starting to feel a slow and subtle transition into increasing physical body awareness. You might even have both going at the same time, awareness of this blissful blended field, and slowly increasing awareness of your physical reality. And just to reinforce your desire to be in your body now, with as much of this ecstatic energy with you there as possible, we'll just repeat the embodied awakening shortcut. Please repeat after me if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Feeling mostly in my body now. And my body feels much higher vibration, much more blissful, peaceful. That feels pretty good. So we're now going to share the wealth. I'm going to ask the allies to spread this energy to all who it will serve on earth and then beyond earth. And because the divine has infinite supply, they're going to just bring out more of this energy. And each of us is actually going to end up with more right than you have right now, because when you share, you get a little bit more as gratitude from the divine for sharing. So it's an infinite sum game. So y'all don't have to do a thing, just relax and feel what happens as I make the request. Beautiful divine allies, we are so grateful for this magnificent experience. Thank you for making it possible. We'd love to share the wealth. Please flow this good medicine to all beings on earth whom it will benefit. Thank you. Once again, all humans stay completely passive. This is a large-scale hollow reed invocation. And there's nothing you need to do, no effort, no visualizing, no consciously sending energy. Just let it come through on its own. Okay. And allies, even beyond that, please broadcast this good medicine to all beings everywhere whom it will serve. Thank you. And that's the entire universe. What amazing bliss. Everyone just hang out and let it flow. The allies are letting me know this is a best of event, so it'll go there when it's posted. Okay, it's calming down. Now you may notice your awareness is mostly in your physical body, which feels so much more luminous and bright than when we started. We've shared the goodness and got time to wrap it up. Thank you, allies. So humans, please just relax and feel what's happening as I close the mesa and wrap it up. Pachamahama. Mama Kia. Wirakocha. Inti. Kuichi. Thank you, allies. So beautiful. Thank you so much for this ecstasy. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you, allies. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Whew. And that formally closes the container. And I do want to leave some space for feedback and questions. So I know some of y'all are just too blissed out to do anything at all, but you got the wherewithal, you're welcome to unmute yourself and talk. You're also welcome to type in the chat if you're so inclined. So the floor is open for any questions or feedback. Claire types no words. I totally get it. Mark says, Benjamin, have you ever used invocations to communicate with angels? I'm not sure I have, but you certainly could. Just create a custom invocation. You could say, like something like invoke angels, please communicate with me now. Do the greatest extent that serves highest good. And then just see if that invocation opens the lines of communication with them. Be worth a try, certainly. Brian says, beyond comprehension. So appreciative blessings all. Thank you, Brian, for being here. And then Mark says, awesome. Thank you, sir. You're welcome, Mark. Oh, Phyllis, hi.
Hi. That was very, very powerful. And I'm still in it. What I found curious is that with each invocation, I had more light around me. And the blending happened, it was as though my heart chakra just exploded.
Yay.
So I wanted to share that.
Congratulations. That sounds like you had an awesome experience.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for blessing us with your presence, Phyllis. Let's see, Bree has typed. She says, felt amazing, especially when I was one with my higher self. I had beautiful visions of sunlight peeking through tall, beautiful trees. Just a pure, blissful feeling out of this world. Yay. So glad you had that great experience, Bree. Thanks for sharing that. And Mark says, custom invocations are going to be a playground for me, I think. Well, that is what they are designed to be. The whole idea with those, you call in anything you want, and you just chill out, and the exact amount that serves your highest good comes right in. Really simple. Anybody else have a question or comment? The energy still feels amazing. Even after we close, the allies hang around and sometimes shift frequencies a little bit. All right. Bree says, thank you, Ida family. Good night and see you next time. Thank you, Bree. Always appreciate you being here. Michelle says, agree with all out of this world. Just so grateful. Mark says, huge gratitude to you, Dr. Bernstein. Stay grateful. Well, I'm not a doctor, but thanks, I guess. Don't want to take credit where it's not due. Anybody else with anything at all? I guess not. People leaving. Looks like we're wrapping it up. Teresa says, thank you. Thank you, Teresa. So glad you were here. And let's call it good. We're just about in an hour. We had a sweet experience. And remember, the idea is not just to have this momentary experience, but to ideally keep invoking your embodied awakening, you know, every day. Make it your new normal. It just keeps getting better and better. I've been deepening all this stuff for, God, 17, 18 years with everything I do. And I've never found a limit. It just keeps getting better. I want y'all to have that experience too. Thanks, everyone. Today is July 12, 2023. Tomorrow night, we have our community support call. We do that every month and it's not recorded, but if you can make it live, we'd love to see you there. And we hang out and support each other and just have some nice, good connection. So hope you can make it. Big blessings, everybody. Good night. Oh, Faye said, amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Faye. All right. That's it, folks. Blessings to you all and good night.